Welcome to Close Up Radio, where our hosts, Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters, bring you the amazing stories of people who answered the call to unlock their potential and taken control of their own success with authenticity, creativity, persistence, and resilience. Close Up Radio special guests share their knowledge and wisdom so you, the listener, can live the most empowered life possible. Close Up Radio. And now, here's today's host, Jim Masters.
Thanks so much for joining us, everybody. We're live worldwide on the award-winning Close Up Radio. And Bonnie Worth is with us. Bonnie Worth is a favorite here at Close Up Television and Radio. Highly regarded empowerment strategist, emotional resilience expert, and a true mentor. She says every relationship we have requires accountability coupled with responsibility. Accountability is a fundamental principle that creates healthy bonds and nurturing relationships. It involves acknowledging and owning up to our mistakes and wrongdoings, and also taking responsibility for the consequences of our actions and making amends whenever necessary. Accountability fosters trust, demonstrates integrity, leads to mutual respect and the overall health and longevity of any relationship. Bonnie explains that accountability is expressed by taking ownership for our actions, by saying, I am sorry, and admitting to our mistakes. Responsibility is the duty to correct past mistakes and take some form of action to set things right and be mindful of each other. Accountability also allows us to work together towards a resolution. Through Bonnie's coaching work and through it, she guides her clients to become more empowered in their choices, to be more accountable for their lives and develop healthier habits and behaviors, creating a ripple effect of positivity in their own life and the world around them. Placing blame on one another and finger-pointing is one of the worst ways to handle conflict in any relationship. And you see a lot of that going around these days, nobody wanting to take responsibility, blaming this, blaming that. But by creating a culture of accountability, we foster trust, honesty, and continued self-improvement. In doing so, we create a life where we feel empowered, we feel good about ourselves. And the bonus, it'll actually inspire others as well. Accountability is courageous and the antidote to finding peace within us and the world around us. It really is. Now, I had an opportunity to interview Bonnie on several occasions at our television studio and also where she is up in the Edmonton, Canada area. We had a phenomenal time for a television video interview, and she's been a guest on our radio series prior, and she had some great new fresh perspectives and updated information since we chatted last as we kick off this exclusive series together. She'll be with us on July 12th, July 17th, and July 24th. As well. Just want to give you a note that on Monday, July 17th, the time she'll be with us is 3 p.m. Eastern, which is noon Pacific, and on Monday, July 24th, 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific. All right, from not where she normally is positioned, beautiful Edmonton, she is actually out towards Halifax, Nova Scotia. Yes. And on business and travel at the same time. So she's in a remote location, and we appreciate her being with us. Bonnie, it's always a worthwhile experience chatting with you, and welcome back to the show.
Oh, Jim, hello, and thank
I
you
left
so much
you
for
laughing
having
when
me
I
back.
Left Edmonton, and I got you laughing again.
Yeah, right? We've only just begun. It's so great
and
to be here again
with you. And we've only just
begun.
Oh, with you as well. And I'm really, really looking forward to the conversation because there's so much to talk about. It's so topical and relevant. And let's see if we can maybe refresh the memory of those who have heard conversations with us together previously or new folks who may be discovering you for the first time today. Talk to us a little bit about the coaching work that you do and how it actually leads to helping others build more positive relationships all the way around.
Jim, my coaching programs, whether I'm doing them one-on-one with an individual or through some of the group events that I do, it truly is one of the favorite components of the work that I do. And my coaching programs involve helping individuals to really improve upon their own self-awareness. The key, you know, in developing a healthy mindset, building confidence, boosting self-esteem, but also in terms of nurturing a greater sense of their own worthiness, all of which are essential aspects in forming positive relationships with other people. I help individuals to recognize and manage their emotions in healthy ways. I, you know, have all kinds of tools and techniques available to, you know, help an individual regulate their emotional body. We look to heal trauma and to look and healthfully navigate personal relationships more effectively. I am actually a source of accountability for someone when they are coaching with me, and I help them to develop the skills that foster the healthy relationship with themselves as well as those with other people. We work through limiting beliefs. You know, as I said, we work through heal and resolving trauma. I also offer guidance and insight through my mediumship abilities for an individual when they are challenged in some way, and I can provide them with a source of inspiration to support their healing journey. And I truly believe that when we work with someone who believes in you and wants the best for you, it's so much easier to make conscious changes and create healthier dynamics and relationships with other people. And that's really what I do with my clients. I help them to build a positive relationship with themselves, which of course takes some time. And of course, working with a coach can make that whole process a little bit easier.
That's really important, isn't it? It's to make it easy, because we live in such busy times now that sometimes people don't put the foot forward to do something because they think it's going to be very difficult. They don't have time to devote to it. It's going to bog them down. They got to clear that inbox. They got to keep moving forward. You sort of strategize ways and in your fabulous intuitive way to break things out that makes it easier for them, right? Not only to digest,
yes,
but to apply and execute.
Yes, absolutely. And I always say I can think for, you know, in the sense that I might think I know what might be best for someone or what would be the most helpful for them. But when I can sit down and open up and connect to their loved ones on the other side, to their guides, to source, I will uncover what may be the key to really unraveling, you know, the blocks or limitation and really facilitate the most instrumental of healing for them, you know, in moving forward. So it's really, yeah, you know, we do. We want the hard and fast and quick solutions to things, but there also is this, you know, ability to just open up, to be present, and allow for this to also be a journey of self-discovery, but also following sometimes insight and guidance that might seem like out of what might be the logic solution.
Which is, again, another interesting way to look at everything. You know, personal accountability and responsibility are different things. Let's first tackle the accountability. How do you define personal accountability? And can I then give you my list of people who I think need to hear this? I'm sure you've got a long list, too.
You can send a link to the show. Oh, my gosh, absolutely.
Yeah. Some of them are more well-known than
we
others.
Look at it. Right? Exactly. You know, when we look at personal accountability, what I refer to here is the willingness and the ability for us as individuals to be answerable, to own up for our actions, to, you know, the mistakes that we've made, and also to acknowledge perhaps the negative impact that we've had on someone, even despite our best intentions. You know, we are all human, and not always do the best of ourselves show up in some situations or in relationships. And when we take accountability, we are demonstrating that we are trustworthy, that we're honest, that we are integral, and that we are looking to nurture a relationship with someone to make the amends and to take action from there. And personal accountability, you know, it's where we have to really take a look at ourselves. We have to begin to recognize and accept not only our thoughts and feelings and actions, but to understand that we do have control over the choices that we're making and how those choices are impacting whether our spouse or partner, our friends, or any relationship. This acknowledging our mistakes and our wrongdoings is really hard for us because we all have, you know, this egoic mind that can be very set and very limited in its point of view. And where accountability is saying, you know, I acknowledge my mistakes, I acknowledge my wrongdoings, I recognize there's consequences to this, and, you know, we look at not only apologizing sincerely for that and showing genuine remorse, but then it becomes the action steps to rectify the situation, which is where the responsibility comes in. Personal accountability is the very thing that creates a sense of security and trust in our relationships. And when we are answerable, it gives us the opportunity to find a resolution with someone. It fosters a greater understanding, but healing takes place and, of course, allows for that through forgiveness, forgiving ourselves for our actions and, of course, forgiving someone else.
You think it's harder to forgive ourselves or harder to forgive someone else, or is it a little bit of a toss-up?
I think it's a little bit of a toss-up, Jim. You know, you and I have had many conversations around the aspect of forgiveness, and I think, you know, we are so conditioned to when we've, you know, when something has happened, instead of becoming accountable and reflecting upon our role in the situation, we, you know, begin to blame each other. We begin to defend our point of view or defend our actions, and I would say, you know, we almost go into resistance in terms of, you know, forgiveness, whether resisting, you know, offering forgiveness to someone else, and most importantly, overlooking the necessity of forgiving ourselves.
Which is really important for people to realize. You know, there is also a difference between
absolutely
personal accountability and responsibility. Tell us about the differences. There is a blending, and a lot of people probably morph it all together. Well, the responsibility is accountability and vice versa. But there are nuances to them, aren't there?
Absolutely. There absolutely is. And they work hand in hand with each other, you know, but they're still very different in terms of what they represent. As I said, accountability is the acknowledgement and the recognition that we've done something wrong or we've impacted someone in a negative way, and accountability can be also be the apology. However, responsibility refers to the action that we take from that point forward. So what action we're taking to make amends, how we're carrying out our commitments, how we are fulfilling our, you know, our promises to someone else in the relationship. Accountability strengthens trust and it fosters emotional connection, whereas responsibility demonstrates our willingness to work towards the health and well-being of the relationship. It's the very thing that says, I'm invested in this relationship, I'm willing to do my part, and I will do whatever it takes to overcome any conflict or the challenges that we're having. Responsibility is the action behind the apology.
Do you have an example of that in application as well, like where we can really learn from that and put that in action? Maybe cases where you've seen it in action yourself?
That's a great question. So when we look at it, let's just think for a moment that maybe we've had an argument or with someone that we care about in a relationship, a very close relationship, and when we see that maybe they're, you know, we've hurt them in some way, or they're maybe even despondent or pulling away from us, you know, the moment someone pulls away is always you know, what we do to protect ourselves in a relationship, but it's also the invitation for us to come together. And so in those moments is really kind of moving beyond the defensiveness and your point of view, and to acknowledge the very fact that maybe you did hurt someone with your words or your actions. And it's genuinely and sincerely saying, I'm really sorry. I did not mean to hurt you. I know that I did, and, you know, I'd like to look at how we can move forward from this. Moving forward from this now says, you know, I promise to be a better person. I'm going to promise to do better. I'm going to be more patient. I'm going to be more in control of, you know, my behavior, et cetera. Those are promises that genuinely come with an apology. Then the responsibility piece is when we actually do show up and we're fulfilling those promises. We really are, you know, doing the work to heal our past or doing the work to break those unhealthy habits or those reaction or unkind ways and show up differently, or I'm going to say even for us to show up with the best of us coming forward in the relationship itself. So we really, you know, need to look. I've seen it time and time again play out, whether that be, you know, with my own husband or whether those be, you know, be in other relationships that I've helped to coach and work with my clients through, where neither party really is willing. They feel very forthright and very convicted in their point of view. And this is about surrendering the point of view for the sake of healing the relationship and acknowledging, the very part of it within even communication where we begin communicating in a way that says, I understand you, I see you, and even though, you know, we might have a different point of view on this, I still, you know, accept and respect you regardless. So it really becomes a matter of looking at not only having the apology and making the promises, but following through and showing up and doing the work. And, you know, we might stumble and fall, but we continue to move forward and we continue to, you know, I would say the deeper sense of you know, working towards the best of us to show up in the relationship. We want to learn from our mistakes. We want to grow from the challenges that we've had, and so we need to be willing to do the work that goes hand in hand with it.
Why do you think it's so hard for people to do it, enact it, sometimes even consider it? I mean, some may say, just this really sounds great, but I'm not familiar with doing it, with taking responsibility, with taking accountability, and really enacting it. Why does it seem so difficult for people?
Yeah, you know, there is a discomfort that arises when we're faced with how our behaviors, our attitudes, or our actions have negatively impacted someone else. Our instinctual sense, so to speak, is where we shift to blaming each other. That's so much easier to blame someone rather than taking that personal accountability and accepting the responsibility for our actions and moving forward. We sometimes can hesitate, you know, out of fear of being judged, fear of the person, of letting someone down, fear of failure or fear of being a failure. Underlining fears like that are the very things that lead us to the defensiveness, that blame, or even in times avoiding what can be the bigger issues in a relationship. And I have seen, you know, not only personally in my own life, but in the work that I do with other individuals, many people struggle to take accountability and demonstrate responsibility when we have to acknowledge our own shortcomings and wrongdoings. Very often people experience feelings of guilt, of shame, and embarrassment, which makes it even more challenging for them to become more accountable within the relationship. That role that we play in any situation, especially sometimes when there's a mismatch between what one person believes is right compared to another, that combined with a lack of self-awareness can really hinder us from fully showing up in a relationship. And when we're faced with needing to be accountable, that gets really emotionally uncomfortable. And, you know, we don't like to tap into our emotions. We don't like to be emotionally uncomfortable or vulnerable, for that matter. it also requires, you know, for this to be nurtured or effective within a relationship, we also need to have what I refer to as a growth mindset. So instead of being fixed and stuck in our ideas or our point of view, which can really hinder us, a growth mindset allows us to begin to, you know, look at these opportunities or challenges in a relationship as a chance to grow, an opportunity to constantly improve upon ourselves. I just feel like these are always gifts from the universe that come forward for us to make a conscious choice so that the best of us can begin to show up, or we can begin to no longer repeat the mistakes of our past, but begin to create a much healthier, not only relationship in the moment, but to nurture those relationships for the future as well. For many individuals, also in taking accountability, there is a loss or a sense of loss of control for people. And having control over our lives is a primary influencer. And so when we fear that we're losing control, it can lead us to, you know, kind of the inability for us to make a positive conscious choice in helping us to move forward in a relationship, because we get so entangled in the fear of not losing control of ourselves or losing a control over our life. And yet, when we take accountability, when we demonstrate our responsibility, we are actually in control at that point in time. Our, you know, personal accountability is our state of empowerment, and it's the very thing that allows us, the conscious choices are in fact the way that we gain control over our lives.
Personal accountability really does influence the relationships and the interactions with others overall on so many different levels, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely, it does. You know, we look at it in terms of lines of communication. You know, when we look at it, it not only nurtures healthy communication, but it allows for honest conversation to take place. It gives everyone the opportunity to talk about, you know, concerns, to share perspectives or express their feelings. And when we look at it, you know, communication in any relationship, communication is the key element. It is the very thing that fosters, you know, a deeper understanding with each other, and it's essential in building a strong relationship, but also in terms of moving forward even after challenges. And I've seen time and time again where people shut down they shut down communication, they stop talking to each other, and they just let the things to fester, you know, the grudges, the resentments, the deeper hurts, fester instead of bringing it to the table and to have an open and honest conversation about things.
That's fantastic. It really is. What are some of the common barriers or challenges that people face from what you've experienced when trying to be personally accountable? I mean, you mentioned some of them just as far as trying to deal with how to even do it.
Right, exactly. Well, you know, I think one of the biggest challenges that they can also have is apologizing. I don't know about you, Jim, but I know several people in my life where having them say, "I am sorry," is like the worst thing in the world. Like, they honestly do not know how to say those three words, "I am sorry." And it is such a... it is the very thing that is necessary in being able to, you know, move forward in a relationship. It's the very thing that allows for healing to begin to take place. And it can be such a challenge for someone to actually genuinely express or demonstrate,
It gets you all choked up because you're so passionate about it. That's the thing, you know, it
right?
Chokes you up. Yes. And that ocean breeze in Nova Scotia can do it too. It's a little damp.
Right?
She's passionate, folks. This really gets her
it soaks
choked
me right up.
Yeah.
Exactly. It
she's the real deal.
Does, right? It's so... Excuse me for that. But, you know, here we look at apologizing. It's what nurtures the relationship. It shows that we genuinely care, that the relationship is important. It's the very thing that allows us to put action behind the words that we're sharing. It makes us better humans. It really does. And yet it's the very thing that is so overcomplicated for people. I don't know how three words can be so difficult for someone to express to another. I am sorry.
Yeah.
It's a big challenge. It's a big challenge for people. It really is. And,
right,
you know, we look
it
at
it,
that apology.
Yeah.
Exactly. That apology is the very thing that not only rebuilds trust, but it's what gains trust with each other in a relationship. And it's essential. It's one, you know, we look at it as being what would nurture an empathic connection with someone. It's one of, you know, it demonstrates a mutual respect and, of course, of love. An apology is really a compassionate behavior that we can express to each other, and is, like I said, it's the very thing that can be the most challenging for someone, too.
Yeah, really, really is. Next week, have some hot tea with you for our conversations. We get passionate. We go deep.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, my gosh. We go deep. We go deep, yes.
That's what it is. Apologizing and making amends in relationships, it really does help us build stronger bonds. And sometimes, you know, when you apologize first, that gives the green light for the other person too as well, and then things sort of balance out.
Yes, absolutely, right? And I think when we look at nurturing the bonds in a relationship, it really, you know, we're putting ourselves in a very vulnerable place in a relationship. Admitting those mistakes, you know, taking action towards it are the very thing, you know, that open, honest communication not only builds the trust, but it's what nurtures the respect. And it is in that sense the very thing that actually bonds us or brings us even closer together because of it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's
that's right, exactly.
It really, you know,
it's about
it really
bonds and relationships.
Yeah, I would say it's fundamental. It's fundamental, and it really just says this relationship is important to me. You matter in this relationship, I matter in this relationship, and how can we then, you know, it moves us into resolution. How can we move forward? How can we ensure that this never happens again, right? And it's, you know, it expresses both empathy and compassion, and that actually bonds us and brings us, we become more considerate and attentive to each other's needs. And so, therefore, you know, it really does build a stronger bond between us.
That's right, on many, many different levels. Mm-hmm. I want to let folks know that Bonnie will be with us again coming up. This half hour went by in a New York minute. Monday, July 17th, 3 p.m. Eastern, and that is 12 p.m. Central, which is 1 p.m. Mountain. And that's where you are.
Right on.
Or you will be. And,
I will be,
that's it. Mountain time. And that'll be noon Pacific for the folks out on the West Coast. Bonnie, always a pleasure. The conversations go by so quickly. I can't believe this is the 30 minutes that we just chatted. It feels like we just said hello.
Like what happens?
Yes. We're going to talk about accountability also as a catalyst for growth and things of that nature as we continue with our conversations. So, good stuff. Bonnie, thanks for joining us on the show, and I want to let folks know if they want to make contact, you can go to bonnieworth.ca, and that's B-O-N-N-I-E, and then W-I-R-T-H.ca, which, of course, is for Canada. Bonnie, thanks so much, and looking forward to chatting with you next week, and enjoy your time in Nova Scotia.
Thank you, Jim. It is always a pleasure to talk with you.
Absolutely, absolutely. We'll chat again real soon, okay?
Wonderful. I look forward to it. Bye-bye for now.
All right. You be well. Take care now. Our very special guest, empowerment strategist Bonnie Wirth. BonnieWirth.ca is the website. She'll be back next week with us, 3 Eastern, noon Pacific. Jim Masters here, thanking you for your time this time till next time. Stay tuned. We'll be back momentarily with another incredible guest on Close Up Radio. Till then, for all of us, have a great day. Bye for now.
You have been listening to a broadcast from Close Up Radio, a division of Close Up Television Incorporated. For more information about our show and to be considered for future broadcasts, please visit closeuptelevision.com. You may also learn about us on social media and listen to us on podcast and internet radio. Thank you for joining us, and we hope that you have an empowered and productive day.